got to get a Dodgers prop up. Are the Dodgers, what are the odds of the Dodgers winning the most games ever this year? I think people will bet it. I'll bet it. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci as we throw it down on the Thursday night to throw down. We got a full house here this evening, and whatever sport you're into, we're going to hit it, all right? We're going to hit it. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking NBA basketball. We're talking NFL draft, and maybe a little NHL hockey. And that's it, actually. That's it. So see, I lied. If you're into tennis, we're not talking any tennis. If you want to hear tennis talk, just go away right now, because I'm not going to talk tennis for the next 180 minutes once, besides the word tennis right now. Tennis, tennis, tennis. I got nothing against tennis, but it's not on the docket this evening. AFL, actually, Aussie football, they're playing in the late night hours, right? We'll take a look at that. So as I stated, we got a ton of stuff. We got a ton of guests here this evening. Eno Saris is going to join us. We're going to get into some baseball talk, all these no-hitters. Eno, of course, was Fangraphs before, now with The Athletic. Real smart guy. So we'll get his thoughts on what's going on the diamond with all these no-hitters. And where do we go from here? Where does baseball go from here? Is baseball really is in transition right now. And they're going to have to make up their mind what kind of sport they want to make it. All right. So Teddy will join us. We'll talk betting on baseball. We'll get into some NBA basketball as well. So the countdown to the National Football League draft is on right now. And, you know, every draft, and it seems to be quarterbacks more than anybody. But every draft, people start to find old tweets. All right. They start to find old tweets of players, and it doesn't matter what league it's in, even the NBA. And if you're a player, we talk about this every year. If you're a player, you've got to scrub everything clean, all right? And I understand there's no such thing as, you know, erasing the internet, so to speak. But at the same point in time, at least I'll make it easy for people by leaving things up. Now, me personally, I don't even know how to go back in time that far. Like, I wouldn't even know how to, like, delete something I tweeted 5 years ago, all right? Like, I couldn't figure it out. So, and I don't really care enough to, because I never tweeted anything racist. So, I don't have to worry. I've tweeted a lot of stupid things. I've tweeted drunken tweets, stupid tweets, angry tweets, sad tweets, winning tweets, losing tweets, and everything else in between. But let's wait for the facts to come in here. The Thursday Night Throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Bring it.
Are you one of us?
We've just got one question.
Do you like games?
We do.
Do you like winning?
What a coincidence.
So do we. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you're sick, you call a doctor. When your pipes break, you call a plumber. And when you're ready to win,
you keep it right here.
For sports gaming strategies and information, experts.
It's a thing.
The home of the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Honey, I've got some bad news for you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
Oh, shut up, Marge. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Go back to the beauty parlor and find out, Marge. The XFL's coming back in conjunction with the CFL, all right? Figure it out, you blue-haired goon. So a lot of stuff to get to here this evening. As you can see, another night, a lot of rage in the air this week, directed by me. We'll bring Teddy in here in a second, but I don't know if you guys saw the USA unveiled their US Olympic wardrobe, their outfit, they're going to be wearing at the games. And basically, I don't know, if you your name is Sumner and you hang out with the yacht club, you hang out with Ivanka Trump and Jared, I guess it's a good look. So people didn't like the USA look, and rightfully so, because it sucked, all right? It sucked. So Canada just dropped their closing ceremony jacket, and it's like a jean jacket from like high school in the 80s. I think Teddy would actually be down. Remember in the old days, you had jean jackets, people just spray paint Led Zeppelin on the back, Black Sabbath. Me personally, I had like custom patches. I had like, you know, a Venom patch. The standard fare for me in high school was the leather jacket with the jean jacket over the leather jacket with the sleeves cut off. That's like the old, like, that, you look at early Metallica and stuff like that. That's the look, right? That's the look. So the jean jacket drops. Everybody hates it because that's what Canadians do. They cry and they bitch about things. And I see here, even, you know, I was going to say the athletes. So race walker, Evan Dunphy, who we've never heard of before. I don't get it. It's not my style. Next time I see myself wearing this jacket would be to embarrass my future kids when they bring a partner over to dinner for the first time. Really? You're a freaking race walker. You're lucky it's even an Olympic sport. And you're complaining? I'm complaining. I'm complaining now about you complaining. Guy's a guy, he walks. How is walking an Olympic sport anyways? Race walking. I could be a professional race walker too. You know how fast I can walk to the liquor store when I know it's closing? Let's bring Teddy Covers in right now. Teddy, what's up, Teddy?
Marinci, how's the rage tonight, my friend?
Ready to roll, Teddy. Always a pleasure. Always look forward to breaking it down with you, Teddy. So I know I asked you, and I've been asking all of our guests, and I know you're not a big NFL prop guy when it comes to NFL drafts, right? But I thought you'd get a kick out of this, Teddy. So, you know, there's all the talk about character and these jackass general managers asking stupid questions to the kids when these guys are incompetent and they never won a Super Bowl in their own life. But, you know, they know how to get there, right, the right way. Well, your way's not working. So I love this quote, Teddy, because later on in the show, I'm going to spend a little time talking about greatest sports quotes ever, because I love the Anthony Edwards stuff about A-Rod, that he didn't know who he was. And Jimmy Trano over at SI put together, he loved it too, and he put together a list of great sports quotes that he asked people to send in some of the great quotes. And this is a great one, Teddy. They're going to love this. Bobby Bowden, great Florida State Seminole coach, guys. Bobby Bowden: if character won football games, Army would play Navy for the national championship every year. That's a good one, Teddy.
Yeah. I love it. Keep going. What else you got?
Yeah. Oh, you like that one, huh? All right. Here's another one. I knew you'd like that, Teddy.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. Here's another one. Remember Leroy Hort, Michigan Wolverines, running back, actually. He was in the NFL after. Regarding his skills, Leroy Hort of the Cleveland Browns once reportedly said to his coach, "Coach, if you need 1 yard, I'll get you 3 yards. If you need 5 yards, I'll get you 3 yards." All right. That's a good one. Here's Larry Herndon after missing a fly ball at Candlestick Park: the wind blew my glove shut. That's gold. That's just too good. I love the character one. One of my favorite ones, and I've always talked about it, it might be the best actually sports quote ever, guys. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, remember when they were 0-14, former USC Trojan head coach Sean McKay took over, and they said, "Coach, what do you think of your offense's execution?" "I'm all for it."
Sure. It's funny because when I think of the greatest sports quotes of all time, it's a one word quote. And yet if you say it today, this came out 25 years ago at least. And if you say it today, everybody still knows exactly what you're talking about. You go, "Playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs, you know, huh?"
The Jim Mora quote. Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
"Playoffs?
Playoffs? We'll be lucky to win another game. Playoffs? Talking about the playoffs. Allen Iverson's practice was good, right? That was a classic one.
Sure,
talking about practice, man. Practice. Practice. All right, here's, this might be the best one. And this one, you know, it might go over some people's heads, and that's the whole point of this one. The late, great Frank Layden, Utah Jazz. So the late, great Frank Layden on relating to players. I asked him, son, what is it with you? Ignorance or apathy? He said, I don't know and I don't care. That's the best one. That's just true.
Yeah, I'm absolutely feeling that quote, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's too good. Hey, the hell's wrong with you? Yeah. Ignorance or apathy? I don't know, and I don't care. And, you know, we'll get back to this later, guys. Oh, here's another good one. Here's Bill Parcells. let me get to Bill Parcells. I want to get it right. Here it is. All right. Bill Parcells telling Patriots trainer that his injured kicker doesn't have to play. He just has to kick.
That's your classic kicker joke right there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not asking if he can play. I'm just asking if he can kick the ball. That's it. We can go on all night. I was going to get to it later, but I thought, you know, I know, Teddy, you love the good quotes, and you actually are a quote gambler as well. You always read what the coaches have to say. You know, I've got a few of my own personal favorite ones that I'm going to get to later. This is one of the best ones. We'll move on from it. But Mookie Wilson. So, of course, Mookie Wilson, guys, the New York Mets. Mookie Wilson once said, when I'm in a slump, I comfort myself by saying, I believe in dinosaurs. Then somewhere, they must be believing in me. And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me. Then I bust out. See, that's some deep thinking from Mookie Wilson. That's some deep thinking.
All right.
You're not a fan? You know, come on, it worked for me, won a World Series. And then here's the jackass Woody Hayes. Ohio State coach Woody Hayes on why he went for a late two in a game when he already had a huge lead over arch rival Michigan. Because I couldn't go for three. Funny stuff, coach. And although Antoine Walker had a great one. Reporter asked Antoine Walker why he took so many three-point shots tonight. Reporter, why do you shoot so many threes? Antoine Walker, because there are no fours.
I remember that quote. I think that was after he went back to Boston. He left and came back. I'm going to look up Antoine Walker's dad now.
Was Antoine Walker the one, Teddy? I don't want to throw him under the bus wrongfully, but was he the one that won to rack up all the debt in Vegas and owe the money and stuff?
Yeah. He was one of the
You're right. Yeah, the guy. You're right. Yeah, the guy. You know what I mean. Yeah, exactly. That's when I was there, actually. I remember. They were like, yeah, there's an arrest warrant for Antoine Walker on the news. Bring it.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last $10 on you. No, don't look at me. Run! No, don't come over here. Boy.
The late night Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moritz. We've got a full house here this evening. Big Card Julio is going to join us with his Windy City Sports Report. Of course, Julio is the play-by-play voice of Chicago State and the Windy City Bulls, the Chicago Bulls G League team. And he's also on local radio in Chicago. So, well, yeah, listen, all we have a ton of listeners in Chicago, too. So it's a great segment, the Windy City Sports Report. I'm giving you the heads up now, Matthias. You got an hour to find some wind. All right, I'll even send you some wind. I want like some Windy City. We got to like it's got to be like chaos and stuff. So I'll stay tuned with this. Our producers, I'm going to send you guys some wind sound effects. Teddy Covers. Well, Teddy joins us. We need a cash register. Cha-ching. Money. Teddy Covers stepping up and then from Vegas. Yeah, Teddy. We can go on all night, but yeah, those old sports quotes are the best, huh?
It's fun, you know, and they make you laugh, you know, actually laugh out loud laugh. And that's good to do because, you know, guys like you, guys like me, we tend to rage a little bit too much. So
yeah.
A good laugh is always appreciated.
Of course, there was Latrell Sprewell after getting offered a $21 million contract and turning it down. I got a family to feed, he said.
There's a name you haven't heard in a while. Oh, by the way, I was right about Antoine Walker. He did that quote. I swear it was back the 2004-05 season. He played for Atlanta and then back in Boston again after he played for Dallas and Miami and all that. And it was when he went back to Boston and the Celtics were just awful right then that quote came out. If memory serves correct, that's the career 32% 3-point shooter.
Because there ain't no force. Here's Kobe Bryant. I almost won an MVP with Smush Parker and Kwame Brown on my team. I was shooting 45 times a game. What was I supposed to do? Pass it to Chris Mim or Kwame Brown?
Kobe. Smush Parker cost me a bet one time, dude. I'm still mad about it. They were down.
What did he do? Like, what did he do?
I think he was out. He played for the Wizards. And they were down 15. I was laying 7.5, and the Wizards were down 15 with less than a minute to go. And Smush Parker, steal three, steal three, steal three, game over. Never seen
him. You've never forgiven him since.
Never forgave him for that. No. I'm pretty sure it was Smush Parker. Might have been somebody.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. That's one thing. Just one. James Harden's that guy for me. Well, Bob Wickman, we actually sent a letter to Bob Wickman once. I got so upset on the air once, I told the guys on the air, I said, write this letter for me up right now. Let's send it to him. We sent a letter to the Atlanta Braves. And I complained that I sent a letter to the Braves, Teddy. And I said that I demand that, I said, it's very, very disconcerting as a, I lied to say I was a Braves fan, but I said, it's very disconcerting as a Braves fan that Bob Wickman is so out of shape and keeps costing us wins. And I said, you fire your strength and conditioning coach because he's clearly not getting the players in shape. And you won't believe it, Teddy. They responded. They sent a letter back. They actually responded.
Yeah.
And they responded. Well,
you say they. It's some intern, you know.
Well, so, I'm surprised, but they just didn't.
17-year-old kid who's in there. Yeah.
Yeah, Burn. But I'm surprised that they even wasted their time. Some crackpot complaining about Bob Wickman. They told they were, and they were very nice in the letter, too, because I didn't swear in the letter. That was kind of mean, but I didn't swear. And, they responded, and they said, thanks for watching Atlanta Braves baseball. Bob Wickman is an upstanding member of the community. And a great guy and a great teammate. And then they even, like, they dropped the hammer. They said, our strength and conditioning coach won, like, strength and conditioning coach of the year last year or something. They said, they dropped in, and our strength and conditioning coach is one of the most highly regarded and won the whatever. And I was like, all right. And but I gave them credit, actually, for responding. And then as a joke, people bought me Bob Wickman's game-worn pants. Because he crapped his pants so many times in these games. Still, I still have him in a storage locker somewhere. But I was going to say, Teddy, James Harden, bro. And this is crazy, Teddy. It was a freaking all-star game, all right? And yeah, I'm crazy, but I used to bet big on all-star games. I still do sometimes. But I had a big play, like 1,200, 1,400 or whatever. And freaking the dude, the West was up by like nine. Same, like the West was up and they were about to win. They were laying like 2.5, 3.5 type thing. And freaking Harden came in, bro, to the game with like 3-4 minutes left, Teddy. And he literally like came in, took a bad three, didn't play defense. The other team scored. The Eastern Conference scored. Next possession, he like booted the ball out of bounds. The next possession, he got the ball stolen from him at like half court. Like he single-handedly cost the Western Conference the game. Like if Buddy Ryan was the coach, he'd have him killed, I think. He really did cost the Western Conference the basketball game. And he's one of these guys, Teddy, like, you know what I mean? That it's like, all right, I got the over under 231 in a playoff game with the Rockets. James Harden's on the line, it's a 231. He'll miss. He misses. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever I did for, against, over, under, I would lose in some horrific, painful fashion, Teddy, with the Houston Rockets and James Harden, bro. It's torture. It's like I still have nightmares about it.
I'm still up over here looking up Bob Wickman memorabilia for you.
The game worn Petco. It won't cost you a lot, Teddy. So
autograph ball, $35. Bobble. He's got a bobblehead for the with the Indian.
$35 for a Bob Wickman autographed baseball.
Now, again, I'm not chopping around. I just Googled Bob Wickman memorabilia.
Yeah.
And this is what popped up.
How much would you pay for a Bob Wickman baseball?
Well, the thing is, Gabe, I never buy you anything, you know? You're a hard guy to buy presents.
No.
I'm not a guy that buys anybody any presents for anything.
So now you're going to be a baseball?
$35 for a Bob Wickman signed ball for you? I think that's that's $35 worth spent, you know?
You're just doing this as a nice guy, but yeah. No, but you just want me to remember for the rest of my life, I'll look over a freaking Bob Wickman. That's great. I appreciate it, Teddy. Autographed Bob Wickman ball. I'll even get a case for it. I'll put it up. That's great. So let me ask you, Teddy.
I didn't order it yet. I just saw it, you know?
You're going to have a couple of winning nights get in a good mood.
I the Lakers under tonight, and that didn't do me any good. So I got to make up for that and win one before I can get it for you. But it's coming, dude. Around the corner.
You the man, Teddy. So speaking, you know what? I was actually on the over in that game. I was actually on the over. I don't want to be that guy. I said, why should bet that? But I was on the over in that game. We hit it. Didn't lay the points with Boston. It was my only pick of the night. And it's funny, Teddy, I thought Sacramento could cover this number tonight, but I didn't have the nuts to do it. If you look at Phoenix, bro, like these guys get up for big-time teams, but these guys are killing it, and I don't hold it against them. You know, against Houston two times, they don't cover. They, you know what I mean? They're picking their spots, yet they're not losing these games, Teddy. They still win, but they pick their spots when they're going to go all out, you know? And I didn't think they'd go all out tonight against Sactown.
And I'll tell you what, for the first, I think it was the first 44 games of the season, the Suns were the only team in the NBA that had won or covered every game that they'd won and failed to cover every game that they lost. They were unique. And what we've seen basically over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks is all of a sudden, they win at Charlotte, don't cover. They win against Chicago and don't cover. They win against Houston and don't cover. They win against Houston again and don't cover. Now tonight against Sacramento and with a win and don't cover. And what that tells you, or what that tells me at least, is that tells me that the Suns, who went on that ridiculous, you know, they were the best point spread team in the NBA at the All-Star break. Their value's gone. Well, you know, the time to bet Phoenix, you know, the blindly bet Phoenix has come and gone. And it certainly doesn't, it doesn't disagree with your point at all that Phoenix is a team that at this stage isn't the type of squad you want to be laying doubles with against lesser foes, whereas they were that team, you know, a month or two ago or three. That's not the case at this stage of the campaign.
the market's caught up, but at the same point in time, Teddy, look, small home dogs against the Utah Jazz last week. This week, earlier in the week, laying 3 against the Miami Heat. Smoke them. Win by 20. They get up for the big-time game still. They played back-to-back. Remember, I guess it was last week. Yeah, it was last Thursday. Remember, they were in that weird back-to-back spot. They went to overtime with Utah, and then they went to Los Angeles and played the Clippers. And they hung around in that game as well, Teddy. All right, so do you buy into Phoenix in the playoffs, or are they a regular season team that's peaked too early right now?
Phoenix hasn't done anything in the playoffs. Okay, I would expect the Suns to lose in the first round. Look at the Western Conference. Oh yeah, look at the West. Okay, and again, it's the four best teams in the West in the playoffs. Are the Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, and the Jazz, and I'd rank Phoenix 5 there. Now, if they end up with two of those teams have to play each other, and Phoenix doesn't, I think they're alive. But they're not one of the four best playoff teams in the Western Conference. Even with the Nuggets injury, you know, I still think Denver will be the better postseason team.
All right, we'll hit this on the other side because that's interesting. The Lakers have injury concerns. Denver, of course, without Jamal Murray. More with Teddy Covers on the other side. Bring it.
When you're a winner, you get good at spotting advantages.
Like us.
Sports gaming strategies and expert information.
The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't.
And get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Well, too bad, because Teddy Covers is with us right now. I'm the loudmouth malcontent. Teddy, I actually miss you, Teddy. We speak every week, but it's been a little while since we've seen each other. When was the last time we saw each other? I think 3 NCAA tournaments ago, I think.
Is it that 2 or 3? Long now?
Yeah, I'm thinking off the top of my head.
I know.
I remember being like really drunk and depressed once in a parking lot. I remember talking to you in a parking lot. That might have been years ago, though. It's all sunny. It's all hot in the middle of the day. I remember Teddy like, oh, it's all right, bro. It's here. You're going to be all right. I don't know, Teddy. I honestly think it was the famous Why'd You Bet That creation with Brian Blessing. The Virginia, I think it was that tournament. I really do.
That Michigan was a fun night.
Yeah, that was the tournament. That was the one, Teddy. That's the last time.
Yeah, that was one of the funner nights that I've had. And of course, when you come to town, you bring Rageaholics with you.
That was a good one. Yeah. We're at a Circus Circus.
Was that at the Strat you were staying in?
Circus Circus.
That's what it was. It was like it wasn't the regular hotel.
The courtyard.
It was like the motel
courtyard
around the back.
Yeah, the courtyard suites, they call it. The motel.
It wasn't the high rise. It was no suite.
And that was pre-pandemic. We probably had about 30 people in that room, Teddy.
Easy. Yeah. That was fun. And, of course, we got to watch something that no one had ever seen before and we may never see again, which is a 16 seed beating a number one.
That was the time. That was the night. You're exactly right. So I was going to say, you know what? Last year the pandemic hit. Like you said, I know Vegas is open again. But I'm going to – I wasn't in the contest last year, Teddy, for the first time, and it bothered me, actually. I didn't mind, you know, whatever. It was like, But this year, I'm coming. I'm gonna enter the contest again. I don't know which one. Probably Westgate. I don't know. Which one? Like, well, I don't know. The Circa seemed like there were too many people in it. Is it like, isn't a Circa one so popular now? Wouldn't the Westgate be the one to be in now? Like, I don't want to be in the super popular one. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, yeah, the Westgate's the smaller of the two, without a doubt, which also means, of course, a smaller prize pool.
Yeah, but the winner's still got 460K. Yeah, yeah. And what? The Circa is guaranteed $1 million, right? Is that the deal? You win $1 million if you win?
I don't know. I really don't remember. I wasn't in contention to win. I wasn't paying attention to the fine print.
You know what broke my will, Teddy? And, you know, we had a good nice run one year in the Westgate. But you know what not broke my will, but it just, I got frustrated because I didn't suck. I joined a Golden Nugget contest like 2 years ago, Teddy. And I don't know which guy. You probably know him. He's a local. Dude, the guy was like freaking 70 and 30 or something, Teddy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was relentless. Like, you know. You remember it was the contest you could pick like four, you know, college and NFL? And there was a couple of dudes, man, they just murdered the college, Teddy. And it was just so disheartening. You know, I was like running 63% and I'm in 38th place or something. Like, I was like, finally it broke my will and I started tanking. But they're a lot of fun. And, you know, I've got a taste for it. We have finished in the top 10 before once. So, you know, it can be done. You know, it's possible. It can be done. Which ones did you do last year, Teddy?
Yeah, sir. I mean, you've got a top 10 finish. I got a top 10 finish. I tend to be involved in whatever the major contests are in town. By myself, or I'll take a partner. And the reason you do it is twofold. One, obviously, it's a nice prize if you win, but forget the prize. You know, as a capper, to win one of those things is worth it's basically worth an infinite amount of money, because then you're you're the guy that won the super contest last year, the guy that won the Circa Million
the
following season. So there's an amplifier effect to it. So it's worth it for me to enter the contest every year, and you know, good or bad, it is what it is. Some years for me, my success in the contest has everything to do with that last play, you know, the fifth play. Some years your fifth plays are cranking and you're making all the right cuts and putting that fifth play in and it works. Other years, that last play, you put it in and it's, you know, you're like 1 in 15 with your with your last play in. You're like, well, that's that. But the key to those contests is just, you have to avoid the killer weeks. You know, you got to avoid the 0-5 and the 1-4. You can't have those if you're going to win. It's not about the 5-0s.
Teddy, I was going to say that.
Avoiding the 0-5.
When we finished in eighth place, we didn't have one single 5-0 all year, Teddy. Not a single 5-0. What we had were 3-2s, 3-2s, 3-2s. We had a 1-4 in week one, and then after that, every week was 3-2, 3-2, 3-2, 4-1, 3-2, 3-2, 4-1. And it was good enough for eighth, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's like, is it good enough, Teddy? Is 3-2 every week? Does that put you in the money still?
A lot. It depends on the year and the contest, but in general, if you hit 60%, you're going to make something. You know, it's the exception rather than the rule if you don't, you know.
That's a good point. You're right. We were 62% the eighth place, and you're right. If you can pull that off, you will win some money. But there's always that outlier, like the guy that works in Starbucks that goes 69%, right? Or there's, you know, it's tough. Like there's always going to be someone, that big outlier. So let me ask you, Teddy. Let's talk some baseball betting strategy once again. So one thing, no hitter. So we've had two no hitters so far this year, and I looked up the numbers, Teddy, and what I came up with were. Pitchers and like modern, like it was like the last, it was the last 14 no hitters now. Last 14 no hitters. 13 no hitters, excuse me. The last 13 no hitters. The average ERA of the pitcher that throws the no hitter is 5.40 or so, Teddy, in the next start. Is it almost like an automatic? I know nothing's blind, but you know, listen, I did. I took Pittsburgh against San Diego and Musgrove was pitching. I was like, you know what? Yeah, everyone's going to jump on Musgrove here. Plus, I like the spot for Pittsburgh. So I guess what I'm asking you is with Rodon moving forward, and I guess I'll look up their schedule and see where they're playing next, Teddy. But do you buy into that? Do you fade pitchers after they toss a no-hitter?
Yes. Yes. And I like to bet on the team that got no hit the next day because they come out with a little something to little something in their step. So it's you get two bets off a no hitter. You get to fade the pitcher who threw it in their next start 5 days later, and you get to back the team that just got no hit the day before. And I don't have D-Bay stuff in front of me, but certainly from anecdotal evidence, that's been both sides of that are profitable. Not just fading the pitcher and betting on the team that got no hit the previous day.
Well, speaking of profitable, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been a very profitable team, Teddy. 8-4 on the run line, and it's to the point now where I talked about it earlier today, somebody at MGM last night bet $127,000 on the Dodgers minus a run and a half. And our chat's paying their bills with this right now, basically. Like every night, that's all the chat's doing. Sweating out these Dodger one and a halfs. They haven't really moved the number up too much yet. Teddy, you can get the 1.5 in the minus 120 range. But look, the Dodgers coming into tonight were 10-2 and 8-4 on the run line, Teddy. It's the only way to approach this with LA. But these guys are monsters. They're killers. And I'm buying in that this team really can. Everyone disagrees with me, but I think they can set the all-time record. It depends if they want to, if they want to dig in and do it. But I think they can do it, and I think they will get interested by it and win 117 baseball games, Teddy.
Wouldn't shock me if they won 117 at all. Again, I've got a good contact with the Dodgers. He said this is the best team I've ever seen. He's like, bet over 103.5 wins, bet over 104.5 wins. It doesn't matter. You know, he's like, by September, if there's resting starters and Dave Roberts takes it easy and all of that, you know, they'll still be at 110 by the time that happens. He's like, this team could win. It's as good a team as we've ever seen. You know, yeah. I mean, they're starting. And the key is the depth, all right? The Dodgers could lose 5 starting pitchers and they'd be fine. You know?
Yeah.
The depth is insane for that team. Remember, baseball is unique. It's like hockey in a sense, but baseball is a bigger market. But, you know, in football, when a team wins and covers 10 in a row, like the Patriots did to start the season, the next thing you know, they're laying 28.5 at Philadelphia in the rain.
Yeah.
You remember? You know? And they'll eventually get overpriced, and the markets will catch up with them. And the way that the bookmakers can even the score with the point spread sports. Not with the money line sports. Every time the Dodgers win, the books lose.
You can make money. Okay. Yeah, you can make money off it.
There's nothing
you
can do about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can't. If they make them $4, great. They're $4, they still won. They make them $6, great. They make them $6 favorites, they still won. They make them minus $1,000, great. And they still won. You don't get paid. They get paid when the Dodgers lose. And I keep waiting for the Dodgers to lose because the best bet out there is Dodgers run line off a loss. You know, that's but they haven't lost a whole lot yet. I have no interest in stepping in front of the LA Dodgers.
Well, speaking of which, it sets up. They're going into San Diego this weekend.
I know.
I see TBD right now, so I don't know who's pitching tomorrow. But
I got it right here.
What do you got?
They got the rookie Weathers against Bueller for tomorrow. Walker Bueller, -150, -155 on the road. And they're saying that he's going to be an opener. I think the longest he's thrown at the big league level has been 31 pitches. So don't know who's coming in behind him. But I think that San Diego would be very happy if he got through that L.A. order, batting order once. So
you're right. I had it up. I didn't have my FanDuel screen up. I was actually just looking at Dodger stats actually, and I just saw TBD. So Walker Bueller and Weatherstorm. Which way does this number go? Do you think, Teddy? It's 154 right now at FanDuel. Los Angeles Dodgers 154. Will this be 168 tomorrow by first pitch, or is this going to be 146, or does it stay the same? I got it. Listen, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, sorry, San Diego, and you got a great young team, but I'm thinking the Dodgers are going to be motivated coming in here this weekend. They're not letting up. They're going to be motivated.
And I mean, Bueller's not a guy I got any interest in stepping in front of. So this is going to be a sharp square divide game, okay? Number one, Tatis is likely to be back in the lineup tomorrow for San Diego. And more than any other factor, we see the sharp money influenced by injuries. And when guys are healthy, they bet on the team if the guys are healthy. When guys are hurt, they bet against the team if the guys are hurt. So I expect to see some wise guy money for San Diego tomorrow. But the public's one way with the Dodgers. You know, the books that cater to a recreational player is going to be all Dodgers money. And you see it already when you're looking at the betting markets right now. I'm seeing anywhere minus 160 to minus 148. And minus 145. And minus 145 is the start.
More with Teddy on the other side.
To win,
you need a plan.
We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information
to give you the winning edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're a true player. You look for every advantage you can get. Congratulations.
You just found it.
The winning edge. Sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Throwing it down with Teddy Covers, Wager Talk, Wager Talk TV in the house. Just for a couple more minutes, man, the first hour of the program sped by. We got some great guests coming up. Eno Saris will join us from The Athletic. We got Mike Blewett from Sports Grid. We've got Julio Rosario will join us from Chicago, our Windy City Sports Report. So, Teddy, I got a feeling right now, everyone's, you know, they're going to take their Dodger money. They can cash another run line here. Dodgers are plus 114, Teddy, run and a half. And they're going to get that extra at bat, too, nine at bats. Yeah, and I don't know if the Dodgers, number one, you know, baseball is not like football. Like, you know, they all never really let up. It's such an individual statistical sport. But, you know, with that being stated, Teddy, they won't let up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Dodgers, if the Dodgers can go into San Diego and beat them 13-2 every game, they will. Like, they, you know what I mean? It's not going to go 4-0. Like, they're going to want to send a message, I think, Teddy, this weekend. You know, they're going to be excited for this. I'm not discounting them, but is it too crazy to think about that plus 114 on the run line, minus 1.5 for the Dodgers?
I don't think it's too crazy at all. But remember, you're told, I mean, it is an 8, which is a, you know, a pretty high yeah. total for Petco. And you look at the recent meeting, I mean, the last 10 times they played, the game Dodgers win, they won them all except for one by multi-run margin. So I have no hesitation in that situation. You're going to lose some that you would have won otherwise, but you're also going to reduce your liability on these, get a plus price return. And if I'm playing the Dodgers, I would lay the run and a half.
You're the man, Teddy. We always love breaking it down with you, although I disagree with you on the Phoenix Suns. We'll debate that next week. I disagree. I think the Suns are better than you're giving them credit for. Teddy, Wager Talk. Whoever they play. WagerTalk.com. Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
They run. Crucify. Let it be done.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires.